It's 102.9 KBLX, the soul of the Bay. Good morning, it's Sterling James, and it's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations who empower, enlighten, and serve you, our dear KBLX family. And today, we are shining the light on a school in East Oakland, Roses in Concrete. Please welcome PhD, board chair, and founder, Jeff Duncan Andrade. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us about Roses in Concrete. It's a charter school, right, in East Oakland. What makes it different?
I think first and foremost, it's a charter school that was really founded by teachers, for teachers, by community, and for community. I've been a teacher in East Oakland. This is my 25th year teaching in my community. The school actually came about in large part because a group of my former students and their families, after we had completed a four-year cohort cycle together, I was, most of my career has been teaching high school. they had a sit-down with me at a graduation party at my house, and they asked me, more like insisted, that myself and a group of other teachers that had worked with that cohort figure out a way to start a school that gave them what we were giving them starting in ninth grade, starting from the very beginning, from kinder, right, going forward.
Okay.
And what we were giving them was effectively a culturally and community responsive education that was what a lot of folks might refer to as an ethnic studies paradigm, right, but one that was really intentional about a couple of things. One, validating the ancestral teachings, the culture, the identity of young people and of our community, and with the intention of creating social and academic success for our children, but not for the purposes of them out-migrating from our community. You know, something that really bothered me when I was growing up. I'm the youngest of seven kids. A lot of my other brothers and sisters, older brothers and sisters, didn't do as well in school as I did. And I can remember on numerous occasions teachers telling me first that I was different than my older brothers and sisters, when of course I knew I wasn't. And then secondly, they would often tell me that I could get out, that I could use school to escape my community. And anytime teachers told me those things, I stopped trusting them. Because I didn't want schools to teach me how to escape my community. I wanted schools to teach me how to transform my community.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't like the violence. I didn't like the disconnectedness. I didn't like the woundedness and the suffering that I saw, but I didn't want to run away from it. I wanted to figure out how to stop it and how to create the kinds of conditions that I organically knew were natural in human relationships and in the relationships that I actually did have with a lot of my community members. And so our vision at Roses is to create that kind of school, a school where, yes, young people thrive socially and academically, but with the intention of creating, the term we use is that we're growing warrior scholars. And that concept is actually borrowed from a 15th century Japanese text called the Hagakure. And the way that I've used it with my students is to say, you know, like a lot of schools that serve communities, that serve East Oakland, communities like East Oakland, they tell kids not to fight. And that's like a primary premise, right? Like one of the taglines of one of the largest charter school organizations in the country is work hard, be nice. And I tell my kids that I want them to fight.
Fight for their rights.
That's right. But I want to have a conversation about, and so I love it when my students fight, because that's exactly what I need from them. And my job as an educator is not to get them to stop fighting. I mean, our communities are under siege all over the country. Like, we've got to fight, but we've got to develop and educate our young people in a way in which they're clear about how they're directing that fight. And that fight is for justice and for freedom for the most vulnerable and the most wounded people. In the 90s, when a lot of young people were talking about being a soldier, I'm going to be a soldier, I'm going to be a soldier. And And so I started developing this counter-narrative to that, right? Because, and so what I tell the students is that a soldier follows orders, even if those orders are morally suspect and bad for the community. They're obligated, right, to follow the orders. But a warrior can follow orders. They can follow a leader, right? But because the warrior is also a scholar, then when that leadership is taking them in a direction that is not for justice and is not for equity and is not for freedom, then it is their scholarship that allows them to pivot off of that leadership and stay the course of the ancestors to pursue justice and freedom for our community. And that's why you study. You don't study so you can go to college and get a good job and never have to see your community again. You study so that you can be a warrior scholar and that you can be a leader in the community such that we transform the community in the way in which it's meant to be, not the way in which it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably the biggest differentiating component of what we do, is how we measure success and how we think about what our responsibility is as an institution of education in our community.
You're working with and under the Oakland Unified School District as a charter school in East Oakland. How do you balance that? Because the OUSD is going to have its parameters and its testing, and they're going to have their rules that they're going to expect you to follow. And how do you partner with them but still do what you, as the founder and board chair, envision with this ethnic studies paradigm, with growing warrior scholars in Roses and Concrete?
In our charter, we were written as a lab school.
Okay.
So part of the expectation in our charter is that we are going to do some risk-taking, we are going to do some innovation, we are going to push some edges to really begin to explore what does it look like to do this very differently. Because clearly, you know, tinkering around the edges with a system that is has radically and consistently failed the very same group of students for decade after decade after decade is not going to create the kind of transformation we need.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, right, there's from basically my entire career, there's been a consistent group of people that have questioned the methods, that have questioned the approach, that are more traditional, that are, you know, more committed to the maintenance of a system that, frankly, has created a lot of comfort for a lot of people. And so there's that group present as well, and that's kind of been my experience throughout in Oakland. Is there's a group of people in the district that I feel like for, you know, as long or longer than me have been pushing to say we have to do things not just differently but fundamentally differently in the way in which we are operating and educating young people in our city.
Mm-hmm.
And with those people, it's a deep investment, and it's a partnership, and it's a collaboration, and it's a sharing, and it's a sharing of failure, it's a sharing of success, it's a sharing of learning, it's a sharing of resources. And then with the folks who are attempting to uphold the status quo, then it's real and authentic engagement around pushing and challenging. And The example I often use is that one of my favorite Cornel West quotes is, there is no affirmation through negation.
Mm.
And what I see happen a lot in, you know, so-called liberal progressive education paradigms is that there is a massive investment in critique. The critique of the system, the critique of the curriculum, the critique of teachers, which I get, right? And I think that we need to be critical of the failures of our education system, particularly for the young people that need us the most and that we keep on failing. However, the critique does not produce solution. And so the work that we're really trying to do through our partnership with Roses is to say that we're going to stand on our critique, that we believe fundamentally that the system that we've designed will not serve the young people that need it the most.
Mm-hmm.
So that critique stands. But our goal is to say that it doesn't have to be this way because it can be this way.
Mm-hmm.
And so roses is our investment and effort to create an affirmation that is embedded with a critique, because the way in which we're doing things at Roses, the things that we measure, the things that we value, have built into it an implicit and explicit critique of the way in which schools operate business as usual. And so we play a dual role in the city, right? I'm literally talking to you from an office building right now where we're hosting educators from New Orleans and from New York and from San Jose that just spent 4 hours at the school on a learning partnership. And we host over 100 organizations a year that come from around the world to partner with us at Roses to both to learn from what we're doing, but also to share what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't just some like micro effort inside of a little pocket of East Oakland. What we're really interested in is partnering with folks to create a movement that fundamentally challenges what's possible in schools that serve young people from communities like ours.
So it's not just sharing your model. It's literally nationally building a movement.
Yeah, and because we don't have it all figured out,
mm-hmm.
for sure,
mm-hmm.
right? But we are committed to saying that there is no affirmation through negation, and that we do need to critique the system we have, and we also have to simultaneously build a viable alternative.
Yeah. Roses in Concrete Community School. It's a K-8 school in East Oakland. This is KBLX Cares. I'm Sterling James, and we're talking with Jeff Duncan Andrade. He is board chair and founder of Roses in Concrete School.
We're forming a partnership with Children's Hospital in East Oakland, or in I guess they're in North Oakland, to partner with their pediatrics residency program. So we will be working with some of their pediatric residents to provide some training for them about how to be more culturally and community responsive.
Wow.
And then in exchange, their pediatric residents would offer us PED services as a part of what we do as a school. So that's a partnership that we're – and the limits on that partnership right now are literally around space.
Mm.
Like we don't have enough building space to actually have the medical clinic set up. So we're hopeful that that piece launches next year. Active partnership we have right now that's of similar ilk is that we have a partnership with the Alameda County Food Bank. So every Friday, the county food bank rolls up a big old truck filled with food. A cross-section of our staff and students unload it, fill bookshelves down our main hallway. And families, when they come to pick up children on Friday for the weekend, pick up grocery bags and fill as many of those grocery bags as they need. Couples of ways that we're trying to build a full service model to really pay attention to what are all the needs that young people and families are bringing to us, and how do we as an institution begin to become more comprehensively responsive to what our community needs from us to build healthy children.
Wow, fantastic partnerships. Now, if our KBLX family wanted to be able to get a hold of you to find out more information about enrollment, how they could partner with you, how they can support you, and how perhaps they could take advantage of some of the great education that you're offering, what's the best way for them to reach you?
So probably central stopping point is our website, rosesandconcrete.org. And then through that, you can navigate to, an email for anybody on the board or our staff, or you can get direct contact with the school. You can set up a school visit, and you just kind of, follow the threads from there.
Mm-hmm. It's 4551 Steel Street in East Oakland. Phone number for Roses in Concrete Community School is 510-698-3794. And again, the website, rosesinconcrete.org. Jeff Duncan Andrade, a pleasure to speak with you, sir. We celebrate you, and your KBLX family is very, very happy to have you back. Roses in Concrete is a beautiful, amazing school.
Thank you for your interest, and thank you for taking some time with us today.
Absolutely. I'm Sterling James. This has been KBLX Cares. Thank you to our producer, Carlos Garibay, for bringing this story to our attention. If you'd like to shine the light on your organization, or if you know somebody who's doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve the spotlight, please email me, sjames@kblx.com, and in the subject line, put KBLX Cares, because we do.